to call this meeting's, or this evening's county board meeting to order. Roll call, please.
Ms. Kulick here. Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Ms. Flowers will be absent.
Ms. Gilmore?
Here.
Mr. Greider?
Here.
Mr. Kokol?
Here.
Mr. Prochaska?
Here.
Mr. Purcell?
Yes.
Mr. Shaw?
Mr. Shaw also will be absent this evening.
Mr. Worley?
Here.
You have a quorum.
Thank you. Is there a motion to, are there any additions or corrections to the previous month's minutes? Otherwise, is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Gilmore, seconded by Davidson. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Is there a motion to approve this evening's agenda?
Second.
Motion by Prochaska, seconded by Gilmore. Mr. Purcell.
I saw executive session. I was thinking it was at the beginning. It's at the end. That's fine. We have a short meeting. But we will have executive session.
We will.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. So motion and a second. Any additional questions or comments? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Yes.
Aye. Opposed? Is there any correspondence or communications?
Just a reminder that we're having election judge training on January 28th, which is a Thursday at 1 and 6. If anybody knows anybody interested, send them our way, please. Thank you.
What were the dates again, please?
January 28th, it's Thursday.
Okay.
And what is the, you always get this, what is the pay this year for?
$150 attend the class.
And if they don't?
$140.
Thank you. Is there any special recognition? Nothing. Citizens to be heard on items before the board this evening. You have 5 minutes, but if you could just say your name for the record, that'd be appreciated.
My name's Steve Drum. I currently work at Chili's and have a good deal of experience in the kitchen. I wanted to bring up.
Thank you.
Basically, the cupcake law was passed in 2014 by Quinn. I've told you guys about this, right?
Right. We'll have an update for you at the Health and Environment Committee, which we're going to be talking about in a few minutes.
Okay. And I also printed out the bill and a copy for each of you.
Yeah,
there's a staple
copy for everyone. That's awesome. Thank you.
Spent like $20 on it, but I'm sure I'll do some good. So, and I love to bake, so.
Well, thank you very much. We appreciate the cookies this evening.
I've been burning one every time I come here.
Come back often.
I'm coming back until it's approved. That's my goal.
Well, you will be coming back often.
Thank you. Thank you. All right. Well, we appreciate you bringing that to the light. And Mr. Worley?
Judy, this went in front of your committee, correct?
Yes.
Health and Environment. So, Steve, it did go in front of Health and Environment. They spoke about it. They talked about it. And that's the committee that will move it through and bring it to the county board.
And we'll have a quick update on that here shortly.
Yeah, she'll update us. Just hang on. You can find out what's going on with it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Is there anyone else who has anything on the wants to speak as to public comment? Thank you. New business. There's no new business. Old business. No old business. Standing committee reports. Public safety. Chairman Prochaska.
Mr. Chairman, the public safety committee met last month in December. We heard reports from the county sheriff, county coroner, EMA, and others. I do not believe there will be a meeting this month.
Thank you. Finance Committee, Chairman Purcell.
Thank you, sir. Finance Committee met on December 28th, and we reviewed the claims, the final claims for the calendar year. I would move that we approve the claims, and these also, just so you know, I believe they included the ones for the Forest Reserve as well. That's part of the reason they're so high. I move we approve the claims in the amount of $3,967,557.65, and the Pettit Juror claims in the amount of $1,075 and grand juror claims in the amount of $1,550.
Motion by Purcell.
Second.
Second by Kulik. Is there a discussion? Mr. Worley.
John, you know what the procedure was, why the Forest Preserves bills came through the county?
They've been included in the packet. It's just been part of the packet. It's always part of the packet.
Why are we as a county board approving the Forest Preserve boards, which we've already approved?
Yeah, that's a fair question, but that's been part of the packet. We always forward the full amount of the packet.
Should we say we should separate that?
I mean, we've never separated in the past. We can if we want to.
I understand that.
Forward.
I'm just saying it's not,
Yeah. I mean, that's all money passing through the treasurer's office, so. However you want to do it, I don't care. That's just what we've done in the past.
Maybe you want to discuss that?
We'll talk about it.
For the future?
I don't know. It's different.
Any other? Mr. Kokel?
Mr. Purcell, what makes it stick out this time so much differently? Because I know we've always done that in the past.
There's a couple million dollars in bond payments that are due at the end of the year.
Forest Preserve ones.
Yeah, $45 million
bonds. Which we just approved.
Yeah. So it just happens to be, the total. And I guess if I hadn't mentioned it, it wouldn't come up, but just trying to be transparent. Let me smile at the camera, transparency.
Very commendable.
So, yeah, whatever the group wants to do, but that's the amount that's in the packet.
Thank you. Any additional comments on the claims? Camera. Roll call, please.
Ms. Kulik?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Mr. Kokel?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Aye.
Mr. Worley?
Yeah.
Thank you. Animal control.
Animal control, I believe we met prior to the last meeting. There is minutes in your packet, but we did meet and I reported on it at our last county board meeting.
Thank you. Chairman Gilmore, the Health and Environment, and Steve, this is where she's going to give you the update about the cupcake.
Well, I'll start with that.
Where we're at anyway.
thank you, first of all, for giving us the copy of the law. And at the committee meeting, we did discuss this a little bit, and what we decided was that actually Member Prochaska volunteered to write up an ordinance and talk to the state's attorney's office about it and then bring it back to our next meeting. So we're on top of it. It would be in March.
Mm-hmm. When did it come to the Health and Environment?
First one of March, the second of March.
It'll
be the Health and Environment Committee meeting in March, which, do you have the date on that, Judy, yet?
Pardon me?
Do you know the date of that yet?
Well, it's the third Monday, whatever that is. That's the committee meeting. It'll come back to the committee, and then it will go to the county board after that.
In March?
All right, thank you. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, well, thank you for coming.
It's not just for me. It's for the whole county. Because I'm sure there's other bakers that like to bake just as well as I do. I thought I'd step up to the plate.
Thank you.
Sooner.
Thank you. Judy, is there anything additional for Health
yes,
and Environment?
Yes. We also had Diane Alford. She's the Kendall County Health Department Community Action Director, and she was our speaker. And she talked about the weatherization program in Kendall County. They focus on home safety, insulation, and operational detectors. They currently have about 65 homes a year, and half of those are in Kendall, half of them are in Grundy, and they do have a waiting list as well. So they're helping a lot of citizens with that. Part of the program is applying insulation in the attic, walls, and crawl spaces, checking for proper home airflow, installation of new carbon monoxide and smoke detectors, installation of a fire extinguisher, correction of any air leaks throughout the home, as well as furnace and stove cleaning and safety checks. And then we also discussed the oversight restoration ordinance and the cupcake law.
Thanks, Judy. The weatherization program, I think, is really an important one for a lot of their older homes in our community, and a benefit that I don't know that a lot of folks know about. So I'm glad that you're talking about it. I'm glad that
it was very, very informative.
Yeah, Mr. Davidson.
What qualifies a home to qualify for this?
What I understand is they qualify based on their income, and they have to apply to have this service done, and then they, like I said, there is a waiting list. There's a waiting list if their home has not been weatherized since 1993. So,
Mr. Kokol, I think may have an.
I think I have an answer, Bob. They said 200% of poverty, of the poverty level. You have to be. That was the answer that was given. I asked that same question at the meeting.
Mr. Davidson.
200% of poverty.
Thank you.
Okay.
Mr. Worley.
Just like to change the minutes of that meeting. It says that Member Chaska presented an amendment from County Board Member Worley for Section 2. I think you presented it to me. And so I didn't present it.
No, correct.
And there's still a couple things we need to talk about on it that I'm not comfortable with.
I'll second.
Just change it.
Second. Okay. Okay. I think we already voted on that, didn't we?
No, it's 10 minutes
approved. Yeah. Oh, yeah, you're right.
We're talking about the minutes themselves.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, my God. I'm
yeah.
tonight.
Okay.
Come on. You of all people.
Where was that at again?
Right here.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Okay. Any additional questions on health and environment? Is there a motion to approve the Standing Committee minutes with the change that Mr. Worley
made? So move.
Motion made by Kokol, seconded by Worley. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? The minutes are approved. Special Committee reports, KenCom Executive Board. Ms. Gilmore.
Okay, thank you. The Executive Board is going to be going to quarterly meetings, and the next one that's scheduled is January 28th.
At what time?
5:30.
Thank you. Housing Authority, Mr. Prochaska.
The Housing Authority will meet later this month, and I am pleased to also announce that our executive director is celebrating his 1-year anniversary with us.
Good news indeed.
It is.
Regional Office of Education, they're on here. Do we?
There's a report in your packet.
Oh, okay. Any questions or does anybody have any comments with respect to that report? Okay. Chairman's report, no appointments or announcements, and Mr. Shaw he's feeling a little under the weather, so I'm sure he'll be back very soon. There is a need for executive session. Good.
You want to do the other stuff first?
Yeah, we can do that. Is there any other business? Citizens to be heard. Questions from the press?
None.
All right. So we'll go back to executive session then. And David, if you would. There will be no action afterwards either.
All right. You're going into executive session for number 11, litigation, when an action against, affecting, or on behalf of a particular public body has been filed and is pending before a court or administrative tribunal, or when the public body finds that an action is probable or imminent, in which case the basis for the finding shall be recorded and entered into the minutes of the closed meeting.
Someone like to make that motion?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Kulik, seconded by Prochaska. And if everyone except for the IPRMG?
T.
T. I almost got it. Folks,
I see.
Member Prochaska.
As this pertains to the sheriff's office, should we have the undersheriff remain as well?
Yeah, the undersheriff, if you could remain as well. And I guess we need a vote. Mm-hmm. Roll call, please. Yeah.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Mr. Kokol?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Aye.
Mr. Worley?
Yes.
Ms. Kulik?
Yes.
Back in a open session, is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Thank you.
Yeah,
was he just like there?
Call me. Call me.